Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
That piece of music, appropriately entitled The Barren Rocks, we heard played in Cleggan in North Connemara by Patrick O'Toole. Patrick is the postman in Clatadoff. His wife, who died about a year or two ago, was from Inishark, and many of the people whose letters he delivers were evacuated from that island to the mainland in the autumn of 1960. We visited Inishark ourselves about that time when people still lived on it. We visited the islanders again just as they settled down in their new homes around Fountain Hill after evacuation. And we recently paid them a return visit to see how they fared now in Connemara in comparison with their days of isolation 8 or 9 miles out in the Atlantic. People will ask why Inishark was deserted at all. There were many reasons, but one of the most important was the toll taken by the sea of its people. This was brought home to us when we visited the island nearly 8 years ago. We stayed in the house of Tom Lacey, the oldest man on the island, and he had lost 2 sons in the channel between Inishark and Inishboffin.
Easter Sunday morning. The rest of my boys was over in England. That one was there for myself and the Roman, and those 2 boys, 2 fine men indeed. No harm to say it. All right. They got up in the morning, Easter Sunday morning. I wasn't up, and they had a joke about the sun being dancing for them in the morning, as we used to one time. They had a good breakfast. They went down to the shore and got another man and got a canoe and crossed over, and it was choppy to go to the harbour of the mouth. They get wet. So this strand over here was enticing. It was very, very calm the north side. Very, very calm. Sea was very calm. They landed there, lifted up their canoe. They ran it. And I'm told they overtook mass. They went into that unfortunate place over there. I believe they stayed too long in it. The tide got too high. And when they come back, they were determined to come home by all means. They had nobody here but their disabled father and their old mother, and their department pull at the time to look after this young man. All right. Them 3 men come back and they took their canoe. They lift her down. We must admit they had a few drinks on them. Not too much, I was told. But they were determined to come home by all means. They lift her down. And they didn't know anything about the place. The sea come. Perhaps they mightn't be bored at all. The sea come on the Curragh and on themselves and know more about them.
And yet, in spite of all those memories, Tom Lacey felt a good deal of nostalgia in leaving Inishark.
As I told you, no. There was no man on this island. Build their home with their own hands, but myself.
You built this house?
I told you, no, in Irish, a kind of way. I built it and I furnished it with my own hands. And reared 7 of my family in it.
And lost some of them?
And lost 2 of them. Mm-hmm. I have 2 boys in home here. Mm-hmm. And I have a girl in England and 2 boys more there. They're all married now.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, you'll be sorry leaving it just the same.
As I'm telling you now. But still, I won't be sorry in a way. My day's coming. And as I said before, I'll get the rights of the church, please God. And that'll be a great thing, won't it?
Getting the rights of the church, being able to attend Mass on a Sunday without having to brave the hazards of the sea, getting a doctor or a nurse when ill, those were perhaps the main considerations with the people of Inishark when they finally made up their minds to leave the island. Those and memories of black tea, when cows ran dry and no milk or indeed other provisions could be brought in from outside. Memories in particular of disasters like the one in 1927 in which many islanders were drowned.
And all loyal people throughout the nation combined with me and Lindeneer. This doubtful tragedy I'm now revealing that has caused many a silent tear. That sad disaster, nothing came faster. Being in October, we long minded it. Those brave fishermen, they went out fishing on a Friday night, being the 28th. They left their homes late in the evening, about 5 o'clock, as I now relate. It's little thinking, when the stars were blinking, that they would meet with a drowning fate. When a violent hurricane bore down upon them and flared large vessels with their shrinking crowds. It was an tornado, a cyclone nature that scattered rainbows and burst the clouds.
In the final analysis, it may not have been the various drowning tragedies, the lack of amenities, the isolation that killed Inishark, but the sheer lack of people, of young people in particular. The islanders, towards the end, had lost the comfort of numbers, the sense of community, the satisfaction that comes from the tackling of problems and overcoming them together. The number of school-going children had dropped to about 5, and there were only 4 women left. Indeed, there were hardly enough menfolk to launch a boat, to man it and bring it back up on the beach. Evacuation was the only solution to the problems of Shark. The Irish Land Commission arranged for the settlement of the last 5 families in new houses which they built specially for them, just opposite Omi Island of the famous races. Operation Mainland was carried out successfully in October 1960. 23 people and their possessions were transported in boats to Cleggan Pier. But when the last boat had docked at Cleggan, one man was missing. And who should it be but the king of the island, Tom Lacey, with whom we'd stayed ourselves on our first visit to Shark. Tom, in a gesture of defiance, or perhaps of sentiment, had remained in his old home, refused to leave with the rest, and spent a whole night on the now deserted island, his only company the seabirds, and the few cattle and sheep which had not yet been transported. Needless to say, this became for newspapers and radio one of the big stories of the evacuation, and it was also immortalised in ballad by another island man, Mike Walsh from Inishturk, who is now a neighbour of Tom Lacey's at Fountain Hill.
We turned our face without disgrace to face the open sea. We steered our bark straight off for Shark and close by Carrigwee. The day passed on, the night came on, and it was growing dark. We sailed our boat right into port on lovely Inishark. When we landed on the quay to delight your heart to see, the people all to welcome us, they came by 2 and 3. That night we spent in merriment, which rang from shore to shore. And Michael Clunan and Sonny, they made the rafters roar. The heroes of the dancing was Michael and Brave Dan. They danced for jigs and hornpipes until we heard the lark. So we won't forget those friends we met on lovely in the shark. Those gallant men are brave and strong, there's none could them subdue. With sail or oar from shore to shore, their match could not be found. From Dublin Bay all round by sea to Leo's holy ground. That day we spent in merriment, it was growing dark. We gave three cheers for Ireland and lovely in the shark. 'Twas there we met Tom Lacy, that chieftain bold and true, who fought against victorious troops and the Tans he did subdue. He led his men both fierce and grim and conquered many a foe, until he came to Tara's Hill, which proved his overthrow. 'Twas there he was surrounded by the Land Commission men. "Surrender now, my boys," they said, "or we will shoot to kill, and have you all transported to the rocks of Fountain Hill. Tis long we will remember that cold October day. They left him there in deep despair without either turf or hay. God bless brave Thomas Lacy, he was a hero evermore. And now he's like Napoleon on St. Helena's shore. Now to conclude and finish, I hope I've said no wrong. And the first time I will visit you, I'll sing for you this song. So, Tom, my dear, be of good cheer and rise up with the lark. And bless the day you sailed away from lovely in the shark.
And does Tom Lacy, in fact, bless the day he sailed away from lovely in the shark? Well, no one is better able to tell us that than Tom himself. He's now over 81 years of age and confined to bed in his home at Fountain Hill. But he welcomed us just as he had done 7 or 8 years ago, and he put his views as forcefully as ever.
We're good for them on the island. Very good for them. Was able to hold plenty of cattle there. And we were transferred into a very poor place. Now, that's right, I think. I'll tell the truth. Miserable place, indeed. Couldn't keep there only by the cover of cap.
And
that's
you had plenty of cattle in the
other place. Plenty of cattle on the other place, all we wanted to. Plenty of good land. So here the land is poor and bad and miserable. And a man, a shark, a man that immigrated from a shark out to here, to live here, he cannot live. He cannot live on the land anyway.
Mm. A lot of them seem to have gone away. The young people seem to have immigrated.
Young people is immigrated mostly all together. Anyone that's able to go is gone. So that, as I say, they have to stay, and a poor, miserable living they'll have here unless they go fishing. And the fishing has turned out bad now, too, at the present time. Very bad, indeed. The weather is the cause of it altogether, I believe. Must be the weather. So anyway, we are going on fairly well here. In the first place, anyway, we have an opportunity that we hadn't in any shark. I'll have to say that much. We can get a medical aid if we wanted it. We can get a clergyman if we wanted him. And we can get our mail regular. Well, that's one opportunity now, anyway. We have God, and that in itself is a great thing.
What do you miss most, Tom?
I miss the land and the way of living we had. It was a good way of living.
You were all together there and all close to one another.
All together there. Living happy. Very, very happy. Way happier than the mainland.
Well, aren't there still a lot of you all together here in Fountain Hill? There are still a good few of you together here.
There is three or four of us here living here in Fountain Hill. Living on one farm. The farm the other man gave up. We are living on it. There's four parts or five made of that farm. What are you expecting? A man give it up. I went away to meet for a better living. Couldn't live at all on it.
Is it possible to get more land at all around here?
No, it isn't. I'm told it isn't. I would tried hard to the land commission and to all. We got a promise that we'd get more. But there's no chance. We have no chance. Yeah.
Well, the land and the life around you, those are the two things you miss most.
The land and the life. To compare any shark would know where I am at the present time. To compare the two. Do you know what? It was a happy land. It was a happy land to live in. And it was a happy land to rear a family in. That's what I'd say about any shark.
You've got schools here all the same. And you've got schools here nearer and all that sort of thing, haven't you?
Well, we had a school nearer there.
That's right, up to the school, end, anyhow, yeah.
The school within the, what do you call? Yeah. And only one thing that I regret, I didn't myself have the right of me to say it, I don't care. We had a grand little chapel there, grand little church. And me, there's mostly all the work on that little chapel there. And there wasn't a week left there when the roof was taken out.
Around Cleggan now, a new generation is growing up who know only life on the mainland. But there is a generation in between which has had experience of both island and mainland life. It is represented by Festy, Tom Lacey's son, who was born and reared in Shark, and who finds that the bit of land he has in Connemara could be worked in a few hours a day. However, he's not idle the rest of the time.
You do a good deal of fishing,
all Festy. Fishing. I wouldn't be here unless I'm fishing. Because I don't see no other way means, unless I go fishing, unless to be out foreign country, I'll have to go. Yeah. Definitely.
And the fishing can be good and it can be bad.
Fishing can be good if you've got the good season. Definitely.
Yeah. You never lobster.
Lobster or any kind of fishing you go at, definitely. I have all classes a year myself fishing. All classes a year. I got a boat on the east of the water. A grand fishing boat. When I came here, I had no other means to live down. She was as good as the farm and land, definitely, to me. You understand me? As good as the farm and land, to me. When I had no... And it seems as though that the worst thing is now that men is not anxious of fishing. They have some way of living besides it, but I hadn't.
Well,
I invested my money that way anyway.
Did many of the other shark people do the same?
I did not want them. No, I hadn't the courage of doing it. No, yes. I'm going to give it to them now.
Fair enough.
Yes. They all have the same opportunity as me.
Yeah. Well, you call into Shark fairly often, too.
I call into Shark every day. I fish all around there, every year.
What's it like
now? They're the same nature, the same as I was born and raised there. But it's not the same. There's nobody living there. There's no one that could make a cup of tea for you. You call in there, you understand?
Well, do you light a fire yourself?
I light my own fire and roast my own nice solid fish I kill and roast them there and have a walk around the old home that's still there.
And it does you good.
I enjoy that.
You feel better
I wouldn't after. Fish no other place but there. And I've got that special boat for fishing around there. Well, definitely.
Do you go out very far in it?
I go 3 miles off the Shark Head back.
Are there many foreigners fishing there too, Festy? Do any foreign trawlers
they
come
do.
In?
Foreign trawlers come in there. When we're living on that island, foreign trawlers come in there by night, by 12 o'clock in the night. You can see them foreign trawlers coming in there for old fishing. We used to do line fishing, long line fishing in that time. I done more than the last war myself, and I've still a mile of spillets. They are hung up, and I couldn't get no man to fish them with me. But the weather is not suitable anyway.
I know.
Yeah, but I got the right boat for doing
why
that.
Why do more people not go for the fishing?
Well, there's a lot of them out for it now, you know, but they better might have better lands and better farms and a better way of working. They don't need it.
Yeah.
You understand me? They don't might need the fishing. Yeah. See, we have to live on that.
If you make enough money on the farm, well, you don't bother with fishing.
Now, you said it. That's right, correct. Mm. If you have land to support you and keep head over water, you are solid. But when you had to go out on the deep to keep the head over water on your sound.
One of the Inishark men who has given up the fishing is Michael Murray, now living at Gralloch. Like the rest, he had little good to say about the land he had there.
Well, like the place, you know, and the fair we are, and the neighbours and all around, you see, but the only thing is that we've got no place for to make a living on. We haven't enough of land.
Yeah.
The Land Commission promised that they'd give us something after coming out here. Anything they'd be going to try and get it for us, and it seems they're coming down from the Midlands now and buying all around us, and even back from other countries.
Well, you would buy land if you could get it.
That's right, but when it's gone, we don't know whether it is or not. Mm. And well, it's gone.
There's no good land around here anyhow, is there? If you did get land, would it be reasonably good land?
There's places there is.
Is that so?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the young people are going from here.
Well, they're all gone. All my family has gone, over the youngest.
How many is that now?
There's six gone.
Six altogether?
Six gone altogether.
Boys and girls?
Boys and girls. There's five of them over in England. They have to go. They had no, nothing done around here, and they had to migrate. And the oldest daughter is over in England, or in America, rather.
Yes. Well, you work on the land all the time, do you? Do you do any fishing?
I don't do much. I was fishing, but now lately I don't fish.
Yeah.
The fishing ground is too far away from, as you see, they want bigger boats now for.
Have you a boat yourself?
No, sir. I have a canoe.
Corroch?
Yes, Corroch.
Yeah. Well, you can't go out very far in it anyhow.
No, that's right. Mm. Can't go far. The only boats that you do any good in now is these laughter boats that they're getting from the association.
Bordeaux-Guara.
In conversation with other Inishark men and their neighbours in Oliver Coyne's pub, for example, we found that there was no general regret at leaving the island. But equally, there was no enthusiasm for the new life around Cleggan.
Well, why is it they won't settle down here?
What have they?
They haven't enough land, is that they're not interested in the land.
Definitely they have not enough land.
Would you say so, Johnny?
Yes.
No matter how much land they have in Connemara, that's to be straight about it. They wouldn't make a living on it anyway.
The land isn't good enough.
Not at all. They only got the rocks and stones of Connemara. The sharkmen didn't get a fair deal at all. Yes, to be right about that.
Right, would you agree with that, Sonny?
Well, wouldn't I?
Yes.
Well, there's no doubt about the strength of the feeling expressed there that the people from Inishark could have had more done for them on the mainland. The road into some of their houses on Fountain Hill must be among the worst in the country. And their only hope seems to be that something which has not been done for them may be done for the tourists. It would perhaps be a bit Machiavellian to suggest that this is a deliberate policy to encourage other islanders to remain where they are. The fact is that one hears quite often now the suggestion that other Irish islands may be evacuated. Inish Turk, also off Connemara, has been mentioned, and so has Gola off Donegal. If this has to be done, most of us would regret it, for there is some magic in the isolation and quiet of an island that appeals to the hermit and the individualist in all of us. In Cleggan, we spoke to the poet Richard Murphy, a man who has lived on quite a few islands, and we asked him, was an island life a good one?
I think it's a very good one. We all live in the island of Ireland. It's fine so long as the island is big enough and broad enough and open to foreign influences. I think foreign influences are very healthy for islands. Inishbofin is a beautiful size and it has a very good harbour for a fishing fleet. If there were one, it would be a good harbour for it. And it's got excellent land as well, much better land than the land we have on the mainland here. But I thought really that Ireland was my size of island, and so when I built my house a couple of years ago, I didn't build it in Inishbofin. Inishbofin is a little bit too small for me, so it's a perfect place for holiday.
Yes.
And Inishark is obviously too small for anybody, so they rightly moved off. It was thickly populated in the old days because of the oppressive circumstances on the mainland.
Well, why did it eventually go down? What was the final deciding factor.
It was only 500 acres of land, which up the country of that quality land, they think was a farm for just two or three families, and the young people didn't want to stay there. They had no proper harbour, and it wasn't a modern way of life. There had been a great fishery there in the past, in the days of line fishing, but line fishing is not popular nowadays.
What about the other islands you have around here, then?
I'm very fond of Ome Island, and for me it has the great attraction of being small, but also accessible. You can, at low tide, in fact, drive to it across a beautiful broad beach.
So that it would probably be one of the very last to be evacuated, would it?
Oh, I should think there'd always be people there. If everybody else left, you'd find others moved in.
I know.
It has St. Fehin's Church. There's a gable of, I think it's St. Fehin's Church. There's a gable in the sand still, and a holy well. And the makings of a very natural golf course, which the wind has scooped out.
It has
bunkers.
Tourist potentialities then, has it?
Well, I'm afraid so. I think.
But what about Inish Turk? I gather it might be next on the list for evacuation.
Inish Turk is rather farther north. It's about 12 miles by sea from here, and we rather seldom get to it. But it has good grazing land, I think, and the people are very fond of it who live there, and I don't think they're anxious to go.
Do you think that the island people, including the people from Inish Turk, don't specialise enough, don't concentrate enough, say, on fishing, for one thing, or farming? You know, they don't go in for any one thing in particular, do they?
I think they could make a much better living out of the sea around here, and we are hoping to develop the port of Cleggan to turn it into a much bigger fishery port in and particularly for the herring fishing, which is improving on the coast now, and as well as the white fishing. And we have plans, we hope, to extend the quay in Cleggan for this, and this will benefit the islands too.
Yes. Well, emigration is still a big problem around here. Can anything be done about that?
Well, I think it's no harm for people to go abroad and get experience and come home and bring their new knowledge with them. That's what I did, and I think what a lot of people do. I think we should encourage people who go to America, for instance, to retire here. They get much better value for their pensions, and it's a much, much pleasanter place to retire to.
But when the young people leave a place like that, is the social life not impoverished in the place itself?
Oh, certainly. I agree. Ideally, we'd like to keep all the talent we possibly could in the place. But it is a very difficult thing because there aren't the outlets here. But I think we could do more than we're doing, and we are doing more every year. It's improving.
Richard Murphy, poet. And as the standard of living improves for the people of the West generally, so will it improve for the people of the islands. Evacuation to an economically poor or congested area of the mainland would not seem to be an ideal solution of their problems. However, as far as the people of Inish Shark are concerned, it must be said that they have integrated well with their Connemara neighbours, and indeed that they have enriched, to some extent, the area to which they came. They brought their own island culture with them to the mainland, their own songs in Irish and English, their love of music and dancing. True, the old language and the old songs will die with the older generation, but music like that played by Patrick O'Toole will, we hope, continue to be heard in Cleggan and Connemara by people who never set foot on Inish Shark.
Thank you. of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.